Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The scripture is very plain that all blessings which are bestowed upon the sons of God are the result of His grace and not paid out as a bonus based on the degree of service one may render to the King. Paul summed it up quite well when he said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" What success can any man enjoy that is not directly the result of God's blessing? Who chooses the country into which he is born? Who selects his race or his level of intelligence? Who determines what skills, abilities, and imaginations that he may possess? Where do new ideas come from? Solomon knew the answer when he said, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Now this is just with the consideration of the success that a man may enjoy in fleshly pursuits. How much more is this true in a consideration of the spiritual blessings that the elect are the recipients of? Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." This would indicate that the source of all of the blessings of the sons of God flow to them from one source. God's blessings are not stored in a bank which men may or may not discover the key to access them. Rather, the Lord has secured all blessings which He bestows on His children as He sees fit, according to His sovereign purpose. Many would tell us that God's blessings are conditional, meaning that God pays out bonuses based on the degree of obedience that His children walk in. Yet they miss the whole meaning of grace by failing to see that even the very obedience of the sons of God is the direct blessing of God upon them. This is in keeping with His promise. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more." The Lord demonstrated this promise as He brought the nation of Israel into the promised land. He sent the hornets before them. Very few things will cause men to scatter more quickly than a wasp or hornet's nest when it's stirred up. David said, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth." In this illustration, he used the hornets to cause the inhabitants of the land to flee from the presence of the children of Israel. He made them willing to leave. When he is pleased to send his spirit to quicken his elect sons, he also makes them willing to come to him, as he stings them with the knowledge of a broken law and soothes that wound with the balm of Gilead in the gospel. There is no activity on their part. They are but the recipients of that which he is pleased to give. He also gave them a land upon which they bestowed no labor. The promised land which the nation of Israel was brought into was a place which was secured by the hand of him who prepared it for them. They inhabited it not because they used bow and sword to secure it, but they were moved to use bow and sword because he had given them the land and already had defeated their foes. Their victories were the result of his blessing and not the cause of it. "But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people." They occupied cities which their hands had not built. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. The dwelling places of God's children are constructed by him, and he has built for them a city with a firm foundation. There is no remodeling needed in this city, because he causes all things to work together for their good. They ate grapes from vines and olives from trees which they did not plant. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. All of our blessings are in him who is the true vine and the tree of life. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Do you rejoice in the blessings of his grace?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.